Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, singing of our love forever there. And welcome to today's show. We are at Psychics Gone Wild. And today I am hosting, and we have Crystal Fate on with us, and she is doing her angel cards. And we got you, Crystal. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
She's there. Yes, already. I was worried there for a minute. It showed you were live, and then I wasn't sure if we were having another studio glitch or not.
No, I'm here. How you doing today, Kelly?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Well, just for our listeners, it's like, yes, we're pinch hitting again here. Now, Crystal was scheduled to be on here, but, you know, it was one of those moments where Jethro called and said, had something come up, so it's like he's off and doing stuff and a little bit busy right now. So, anyway, we are covering our time and space and place here, and it's like we've got a few callers in waiting to talk to people today, so we're going to do that. And tomorrow, let's see, I'm just going to do a little bit of a lineup here, and then I'll come back and have Crystal tell you how to get a hold of her. Tomorrow we have Pamela on with us, and she's on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and then she's also on our sister show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So the shows, let's see, both of those shows, the Psychics Gone Wild number is 773-897-6461. Of course, you guys who are calling in know that already. And then our sister show, the Spiritual Learning Connection, is at 714-333-3354. And, of course, we're on here on Psychics Gone Wild 7 days a week, and we're over on Spiritual Learning Connection right now about 5 days a week. We're working on making it a seven-day show, and we're just kind of slowly adding people. It's more of the talk and learning and that kind of stuff. So it's like shouldn't say for serious students, but it's like, you know, if you want to learn stuff and if you want to know how to do certain questions, it's like we've got an amazing archives worth of stuff over there. A lot of information goes on over there. Okay, it's like then we have Wednesdays. Let me think here. Wednesdays is Jethro and Janine, and then Thursdays will be Jethro and Dina. Friday is going to see us with Jethro and Angela Bixby, and then I'll be picking up on Saturdays, and it's like, yeah, we're working at who we're going to get. We're thinking we're going to have maybe Shelley Seitz with us this week, our astrologer, and, of course, she's on that Sagittarian Sun place also. And then we're going to have a couple roundtables this month where we're going to have Pamela actually join us on some Saturday nights, and we're going to have about three or four of us in there, kind of whoever calls in that night. It's like, you know, you're going to get all four of us. You're going to get the smorgasbord sampler and see what everybody does and what everybody gets. So anyway, should be fun, should be interesting. Jethro's got kind of an interesting different idea of how to do a psychic roundtable. So it's going to be one of those experimental evenings for a couple of those. So we'll see how they roll. And it's like, yeah, join us if you want to laugh with us and have some fun. All righty. Well, Crystal, how do we get a hold of you? Like, and what kind of stuff do you do? Because I know you not only do the cards, but you do some other healing stuff too.
Oh, that's correct. Hi, everyone. My name is Crystal Fate. And I'm one of the newest members here on Psychics Gone Wild. And I am a Reiki 2 practitioner, and I offer distance healing sessions as well. And I call it Angelic Crystal Reiki. And it's a slight twist on the regular Reiki, and it draws in the power of the angels and crystals and really just takes it up a notch. And then some. Anyway, and so I offer the healing sessions as well as angel card readings, and I can be reached at crystal08396@gmail.com and also through the Psychics Gone Wild website at www.psychicsgonewild.com.
All right. Sounds really awesomely good. So, and the other thing that we're trying to be more conscious of here is what we want you guys to realize is it's really cool, and we know it's really fun. You know, of course, the on-air stuff is free, but really and truly, it's like for, you know, a lot of people, it's it really makes a difference. You get a lot better, you know, a lot more quality. I'll say a quality reading, because when you have one of our psychics, or, you know, one of our readers, one of our healers, really focusing just on you, it's like, you know, the attention is not, you know, what's happening on air, you know, how many people are in the queue, because a lot of times we do. It's like we'll get, you know, they'll start picking up, you know, stuff from, like, you know, three or four people in the queue. It's like, you know, because everybody's, you know, sending that focus to them, going, oh, am I going to get on? Am I going to get on? So it's like, you know, they really, it's like, you know, we get a lot of energy on the shows. And that's one thing that we don't have to contend with, I'll put it that way, is when you do a one-on-one with us, you know, as readers and as healers, it's like we get to focus on you. And it's like really and truly you as a client, you get a lot, you know, a lot more quality. You get all the attention, okay? I'll just put it that way. So definitely it's worth that. And it's like, you know, to find any of us, again, it's at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And, you know, gives all of our contact information for everybody here on the show. So, you know, we encourage that and just say, you know, get a hold of us and as on an individual one-to-one basis and, you know, check it out, because you'd be surprised at the difference when we can focus on just you and not on, you know, everybody and 20 people in the queue also. So, you know, not that we don't have fun doing this. But anyway, all righty.
And we definitely do. Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
Go
off.
Ahead.
We definitely do have fun with this too. And
yes,
a lot of us are surprisingly affordable as well. So make sure and check it out.
Definitely, definitely. All righty. Well, let's get it going here. We got a few people in queue, so I think I recognize a couple of these numbers. Thank you guys for calling back, because I think you guys are some of the ones that we ran out of time yesterday. It's like we don't have our birthday boy on with us today, so we will get through everybody we got in the queue so far, as I can all say so far. But you guys have called in here earlier today, it's like we definitely will get to you. All right, and our first area code is area code 512. 512, you are on live with us.
Hi, I'm Dave. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for calling in today, Dave.
Well,
and,
I'd like to get a beautiful reading today.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, I know what I'll do. You're going to get both of us here. It's like I do the birth card readings, and while I'm doing some of the birth card stuff, it's like Crystal will be laying out her cards and doing some focus. So it's like if you will give me your month and your day and how old you are currently.
Month 12/3/53. So I'm not sure how old I am. I was born in 1953.
53, okay. You're going to make me do math. Okay, I might as well find my calculator here. Let's see. Actually, 53. Okay, let me do it. 62, 70, 80, 93, 3, 13. Ah, okay. So this is 13. So you are 59. So you will be turning 60 this year. You'll be hitting one of those milestones. Okay. Well, let's see what we got going on for you today here. You are, okay, on December 3rd, you're a Two of Diamonds. Okay, where did my cheat card go here? Oh, there we go. Okay. I have a whiteboard. I tend to write stuff down here as I go, because otherwise it's like I do. I've discovered I totally get lost and stuff. All right, you're a Two of Diamonds, and you also have a planetary ruler of a Four of Spades. Okay, that's a nice, powerful one, too. I can tell you the Two of Diamonds is what we call the Wheeler Dealer card. And this is a person, generically, you know, saying that, you know, may not apply so much, you know, depends on the phase of life you're in. But it's like, generally speaking, a Two of Diamonds, you've got a lot of intuition. You're also very good affiliated with I'll say good fortune, with business. You know, your business is really good. But your intuition, and you've got good intuitiveness, that if you follow that, is going to lead you to success and really show you the right path to follow. So, you know, listen to your inner voice. And hopefully by this age, you probably learn to listen to that inner intuition, because a lot of business people do. It's like, you know, really good business people, they have those little gut feelings and those hunches and all that stuff. And that is your intuition that's very much at work. Also inherent with that intuition, you really have a high set of values, and often it feels like you have a mission in life, which always involves partners of people. That's what the twos are about. There's a certain amount of ambition, you know, a lot of times for money, because, you know, again, the diamonds are people who are here to learn lessons. The deeper lesson is about values, but you get a lot of your lessons through cash, you know, through material stuff. But really and truly, it's like, you know, the deeper one is like you're here to find out really what's important, what matters, and really what your values are. It's kind of been your life lesson. But that, you know, that certain amount of ambition for money keeps you, you know, keeps you motivated, keeps you going. And ambition is good, because sometimes, you know, you're one of those people you can get into a rut. My grandma always used to say, you know, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so don't stay there too long. Especially that can happen in close relationships. But if you really tap into that inner guidance, you're going to find a path awaiting for you that, you know, is really fascinating, rewarding. You do your best by establishing yourself in one business and sticking with it. So it's like, you know, like, and this is probably some of your history, some of the stuff that's gone on. You know, it's one of the most successful cards in the deck. And really, it's like, if you don't have success with it, it's because you shot yourself in the foot and you're limping along, okay? You are called the Wheeler Dealer card because you love to be involved in business and finance, especially with friends and associates. You know, you probably do very well as an entrepreneur. It's a partnership card, which usually chooses to with others, you know, cooperation rather than alone. Two is very much a number of logic. The Two of Diamond people have a mind that's really quick at making distinctions and evaluations. You're often really attracted to and good at working with computers for the same reason. It's only when you're emotionally unfulfilled that your mind becomes pessimistic and argumentative. You know, everybody needs his emotional, your emotional needs filled. Financially, though, this is one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. Most of you guys make considerable sums of money, especially after the age of 35, which you definitely are there. You know, you got a lot to be grateful for, and it's like just remembering to practice that attitude of gratitude, you know, like with Rhonda Byrne and The Secret, very much, really important. Also, be careful that your social obligations do not take a toll on your health and your well-being, because sometimes you get so caught up in your work, you kind of forget to take care of yourself. You can make large sums of money in real estate, especially in the later years, and you can maintain good health throughout your life. This is actually one of the cards that has probability to live to be 100. So that country western song, you know, if I don't know how I was going to live this long, I've got to take a better care of myself. So kind of look at that and eyeball it and go, I've got the potential to live to be 100. You got at least another 40 years on the planet, so I think go ahead about that. Okay. You love to mingle with people and raise deals with other people. And for some of the twos, your life really holds a special purpose, you know, like a mission that involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and the people you love. You're really a messenger of light. Romantically, fixed attitudes, ideas and principles about, you know, love that's really very admirable. And on the flip side, because there's always two sides of that coin, sometimes it's the greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness. A lot of you must learn that love and marriage are just more than a fixed idea. You know, it's not like a college class you can plan. You know, but once you're in a relationship, you know, good, bad, or ugly, you're usually there for the long haul because you get there by those principles. And sometimes it can cause you to stay in a relationship where you're not exactly happy. And if that happens, you know, sometimes you'll get, you know, bitter, inclined to negativity, you know, just kind of you manifest that argumenty side of that card. As a male, it's like, you know, if you find yourself in a marriage that's over emotionally, problem, okay? But you also don't want a divorce, you know, at all costs, you know, because you really somewhere in those generations, you know, that we came from, people need to stay married forever, you know, it's like, and I know because my folks at 60th anniversary is there before my mom died, so it's like that's really was a belief, you know, that's very strongly ingrained. You've got an Ace of Hearts as your Pluto card. It indicates your really strong, oftentimes hidden need for affection that can go unnoticed or unacknowledged. Because sometimes you're so involved in the mental side in your head, you know, and life and work that you kind of ignore that. So, and really, the self-respect is at the heart of most of your relationship issues and problems, if there are there. You're a very intellectual person. You've really got that, again, that powerful mind. It serves you well in careers, but sometimes, you know, work and personal relationships, it's like they're apples and oranges. It's like and trying to, you know, take off the business suit when you come home. It's like that's where you guys kind of get into trouble. So that's what I got for you today, kind of as a general. It's like, let's hear what Crystal got for you. Crystal.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm good.
Here. I'm sorry. I just had to take myself off of mute. Okay. First of all, before I go into your card reading, the messages that I'm actually getting for you are brief but to the point, and the angels want you to make sure and take time out for yourself. And definitely try to, you know, like Kelly was saying, really look after your health, okay? And that has nothing to do with the card spread whatsoever that I pulled for you, but that's basically what I am getting for you right now. To just keep an eye on things, you know, don't put yourself so far to the side that you don't pay attention. So it's not like anything's earth-shattering or urgent at this time or anything, but just really take some time for yourself and basically tune in and make sure that you're not spreading yourself too thin between, you know, work and family obligations and everything else. So that was what I was getting. Now, the first card I did pull for you is patience. And patience basically says now is the time to learn and study and gather information. Enjoy being a student because in the future you'll be able to synthesize your knowledge into action. Now, the further message on this is you might be aching to begin a new project, but now's not the time. Right now it's the gathering phase, and you need to acquire new information through studying and reading and taking classes and whatever. And the information that you're absorbing will actually give you a whole bunch of new ideas. So as you get these ideas, make sure to write them down, and you'll be able to put them into action at a future date. Right now, they're asking you to allow yourself to be an empty vessel into which heaven can pour the contents of its library of wisdom. And then your unique talents will blend with the wisdom, and then you know, synthesize it in a new, important way for you and for others around you and the planet as well. And the next card that I actually pulled for you was Fiona. And Fiona is urging you to ask the angels for help and to be open to receive divine guidance and assistance because you do deserve it. They're making... Let's see. I'm so sorry. Hang on one second. I'm just trying to make this as brief as possible here. So they're glad to assist you. You've blocked them from time to time, you know, in the past. You haven't really, you know, necessarily been open to asking for guidance from the angels. But at this time, they're glad to come forward and help you anytime. That's all you have to do is ask. And they are real messages from God. You just have to notice any strong, repetitious impressions that come to you through your thoughts and feelings and visions. That's the way they come through to you. They won't fail you in any way. You are fully supported by heaven as you follow your divine guidance. Now, the next card that I pulled to you is one called Opal. Now, Opal says that your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well cared for by God and the angels. So your worries about your children have been received as prayers here in heaven. And they understand your concerns, so they are surrounding your children with loving care. And it's time to release that worry to heaven, basically. I mean, you know, as a parent, you're never going to quit worrying about your kids, no matter what. I mean, that's bottom line. You know that as well as I do. But basically, you know, they just want to let you know that they're there and they are, you know, helping you to help them. And if you have any that have crossed over as well, that the ones that are in heaven are being watched over, and that the divine guidance is that, you know, the angels in heaven just want to, you to know that they love you, they love your children, and your children love you. And that's basically it. And then the final one says that you do have a special connection with animals and that your pets on earth and in heaven are also watched over by the angels. So, I mean, it's stating that you really relate to the innocence and trusting nature of animals and you feel a call to help them. And one of your guardian angels is here to tell you that by you connecting with animals, it's creating a ripple effect for your life. The kindness that you show is basically bubbling over, you know, in the rest of your life and is creating a more loving atmosphere all the way around. And the pets that you have that crossed over are in heaven and they're happy and they will join you when it's, you know, time. So that's basically what I have for you.
Well, that's a lot of information there, ladies.
Archive is always good. I do want to have one other thing here because I kind of cheated and I took a little bit a look at your long range stuff and it's like one of the cards that's coming up for you. It's like it seems like you're going to have a lot of changes this year. You've got a five of diamonds as a long range, and it's going to be an important year of transitions for you. And it just indicates you're going to be in an entirely new place, you know, from your next birthday, you know, by the time you hit in December of this year, you're going to be in a totally different place. It's just there's going to be a fundamental change in what's important to you. There may be some major changes either in job, money, relationships. You know, you might even move geographically to a new location. Our lives are kind of structured, you know, to provide us with things that we deem important. And when that inner picture of what's important to us changes, you know, of course, our outer world has no choice but to follow. So to get the most out of this year with this major card is you need to allow the changes to flow in your life without trying to know exactly what lies ahead. So when you're in transition, you know, you kind of change and depart from what has been, and the future's not always clear. But there's always clear, you know, clear skies ahead, you know, usually steps ahead just beyond what we can see. It's just, you know, why is this year to expect changes and not make big commitments until after your next birthday? And the key words for you this year, you know, those are the ones I always say, write them down on the index card and hang it up on your bathroom, you know, mirror, is I experience a major change in my values, which affects every important area of my life this year. And it's kind of like that Jack Canfield bit on on The Secret when he says, you know, you can drive from Maine to California at night, and you only have to see 200 feet ahead in your headlights, but you can drive across the whole country and just, you know, take a step at a time. So that's kind of what this year is going to be like for you. You're going to have a lot of changes.
Well, you know, just a little feedback for you, too. Pretty remarkable what you've told me, because I am a very deep person, and it's escalated over the last 10 years into being, I mean, phenomenally, where I live now is so much different than where I've lived in the past. But the big deal is, for about the last, since 2010, I got caught up in the banking thing and, pretty much just been surviving. And I've been involved in this investment that I'm waiting to come to fruition at any moment. And so it's been a wait and a wait and a wait, and I've been learning and studying and waiting, and it looks as if it could happen any moment. So your reading is pretty appropriate.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for the feedback, and you know, keep us posted as to what goes on. It's like, you know, we invite our callers. It's like, you know, join our Psychics Gone Wild family and call back in and then talk to us again and let us know how the year goes.
Oh, Dave, I did get one more thing just now regarding that issue. That yes, the fruition, you know, the fruition of that will come to pass. You may have to wait just a little bit longer, and there may be a few little bumps in the road that you got to go through to smooth out along the way, but yeah. Okay.
Well, greetings to you too, and blessings, and thank you so much for your time, ladies.
Yeah,
oh, you're welcome.
Good. Thank you for calling in. Join
thank
us
you.
Again. Have a good one. All righty. All right, and of course, as usual, it's like, all right, we're going to get to our first three callers here. It's like our next person is area code 617. 617, you are on with us.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Pretty good. Who we got with us today?
This is Catherine.
Hello? Catherine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Catherine. Hello. How you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Pretty good. Do you have a question in particular, or, you know, just kind of want a general reading, or what would you like to do?
I want an angel reading, and I also want to know, do you see me, because I feel like I'm pregnant, and I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I remember talking to you the other day. It's like, Crystal, I will let you feel this one, because I remember talking to Catherine the other day, so it's like, let's see, let me do have your birth month again. It's like, it's kind of, you know, a little bit more of your voice kind of helps Crystal to be able to tune in. It's like, you know, she kind of does the vibe thing. So it's like, talk to us a little bit more. It's like, what was your month and day?
4/18/1970.
That's right. Okay, 1970. That's right. I remember that because, yeah, you're the Three of Diamonds. Because you're born the same month and day as my son-in-law.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. That highly creative card. We're getting the diamonds today. It's like, you know, we had two diamonds, now the three of diamonds. All righty. So, are you picking up anything for her, Crystal?
As far as the pregnancy, I can't say for sure because I prefer not to go there. To be honest with you, because. I'm not being told anything at this time, and I'm not going to guess, to be honest with you. I just won't guess. It's not, you know, it's definitely, you know, they're not telling me.
Right.
They're not, you know, Spirit is not saying a word. They're mum right now on that one. So.
That's if they've been pulled with me the other day, too, and it's like all I got was, like, tell her to go buy a test. So I was like, okay, well, go buy one of the test kits, you know.
Yeah, I think I should go get it. No, I don't want to go spend no money.
Exactly. Okay. You know what? What I'm really truly going to suggest is Pamela is going to be on tomorrow. She'll be on at 2:00 Eastern time. She's our love and relationship person, so it's like, do call, you know, call back in again, and we're going to run that question by her and her group and see if her group is going to comment on this.
See what she says. Okay, I could do that. But do I got any messages from the other side, though? No, nothing from the angels. Everybody just quiet still.
Okay, what I have here for you is that really briefly, I can do a quick card reading here. And that, once again, Opal came up. Your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well cared for by the angels. There is a possibility of a new home or a change in your employment. And it's the movement that will happen with this will usher in a whole bunch of new positive energy into your life. What you're doing right now, they're happy with, and to keep working forward, keep up the good work, because whatever you're really focusing on, your desires are coming to fruition. So to keep it up, and then this positive change about the move or a new home or a place change of job came up for you as well. And then beyond that, they're also saying to make sure and study and to gather more information that, you know, to keep going with it, basically. To keep going, keep learning, and keep growing.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll put a little bit in there. It's like, because where you're at right now is you're finishing up, you know, this year, because your personal year, you know, runs from your birthday to your birthday. And, of course, today is April 1st. You know, it's like, I wasn't even thinking about that. It's April Fool's Day today. So it's like, you've got your birthday coming up in 17 days here. So what you're doing is you're just finishing up with that deck of hearts energy, which is that real creative, you know, energy, and of course, in the relationship area. You're also finishing up. It's you've got a 9 o'clock. That's, you know, there's a door closing and there's going to be another door opening. But after your birthday, it's like that energy is going to change. It's like you your long range stuff for the year is the 5 of spades, and that's called the card of the wanderer. So it's like you may find yourself very restless this year, and it's like you've got a real several really interesting things here. It's like, you know, you could either geographically locate, or, you know, you could just relocate your furniture in your house every week. You know, something like that. You've got some stuff coming up karmically. It's like, you know, some debts from the past will just need to be paid up. You've got a couple tens in your upcoming reading, you know, after, and then, like I said, this is going to be after, you know, after your birthday, after April 18th. You've got the tens of the blessings. So it's like, you know, you got a couple of really good blessing cards there. You got a couple jacks. I mean, this is a poker hand. I forget, you got a good poker hand, but it's coming here, okay?
Okay.
And definitely, so you got a couple sevens in there, which sevens are the cards of faith, and, you know, the other people, I'll say the odd number cards, it's just a little bit harder to handle, but it's like the sevens are about faith, and it's like, so it's having, you know, have some faith in relationships, have some faith in the studying and learning new things. It's like, you know, that, and it's like, it looks, you know, overall, it looks like a really good year, but it's like, you know, we can give you more, a little bit more of that, and it's like, make sure you call us back after your birthday, but definitely call us back tomorrow. And we'll begin talking with Pamela. That's what I got. That helps. Okay. All right. We lost her. All right. Anna, okay, we're going to go right on here to our next person here. Our next caller is area code 850. 850, you're on with us.
Hi, how are you? Thank you
Pretty
for
good.
Taking my call.
You're welcome. And who are we talking with today?
My name is Sally.
Okay.
And do you want my birthday?
Yes, ma'am, please.
The whole birthday or just the day and...
We can just use month, day, and current age.
Okay,
is more
I'm 429 and I'm 63.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to be a birthday girl at the end of this month, too. Cool.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay, did you have a question in particular? Okay, 429. You're a 5 of clubs. Okay, 5 of clubs with that ace of spades. All right. So did you have anything in particular you wanted to look at today or just...
Well, I'm just going through a lot right now. My husband isn't well, and I feel like he's going to make his transition. I don't know when. I'm very intuitive. I've been... feeling it. And so I'm just going through a lot of things with that right now. He's sort of in denial with the whole thing. But anyway, so I just wanted to have a general thing to see what you see coming up in the next few months.
Few months, okay. All righty. Well, let's see. Let's take a look here. And that is for this year here. Okay, this year, where you're at in the course, you know, that's, of course, is going to shift at the end of this month. But it's like this really has been, this past year for you has been an overall, it's a three to heart. And that does talk about, you know, changes of the heart, multiple things going on. And it does. It's like you've had a tremendous amount of guides in your reading this past year. So it's like, you know, there has been a lot of shifting, a lot of restlessness, a lot of different things going on. The only place there's really, an ace of spades oftentimes talks about, transitions of other people close to us. So I'm going to say that there's probably that, and that happened maybe in like the past month or so, where you first kind of maybe got those, feelings, maybe transitioning. But when we look at, past your birth date to the next year, it's like that goes into it. There's an ace of clubs, so it's like there's definitely new things, going to be coming in. But also, again, that ace of spades is there, and that's a lot of transition with that. It's like it's looking like where you have a real change there. It's like you've got three of spades in the Mercury time frame, which is the first 52 days. It's like the second 52 days, which is actually the Venus time frame, is where a five of spades shows up. A lot of times those are transitions also, can be transition times.
What time frame would that be? Like further into the summer? Or is that what you're talking about?
Right. That would be, because where your birth date starts on the 29th, it's like 52 days would be actually May. That would be, your Mercury time frame would be like into June, and then that Venus time frame would be like, June to July type of stuff. What I kind of like to know is what is his birthday? Because, obviously he's going to be one transitioning.
Right. His birthday is 3/7, and he is 75.
75. Okay. All righty. That's why. Okay, yep, he is a three of spades and a seven of spades. So he's had a three of spades all his life, and wow, that's really interesting. And a seven of spades. Wow. That's for March, and that's Pisces. I'll be darned. Okay, let's see. Let me look at that really quick, because it's like there's a lot of times they do have, they'll be like, I'll say just pointers, okay? They'll be like indications. And the other thing that we always have to realize, too, is like the universe, we never really exactly have a set time, when we come in. We've always got, like five optional dates where we can transition. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where he's at? He's at 75 right now. This actually for him has been, I can see why he doesn't want to go out just yet. It's like his long range for this year is an eight of hearts. So he's really having, the power and emotional stuff. He doesn't really have an ace. It's like he's got a nine of hearts. He's got a nine of hearts that shows up in his Mercury time frame. He's got a transitionary card. Okay, now that would be, he's got a five of diamonds in his Mars time frame, and he's got that nine of spades in the Jupiter time frame. My guess would be on that March. Okay, so that's going to be like in March, April to May, June, July. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be anything that's going to be happening is going to be like further out into the summer, like, June, July, August, something like that. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a little bit of a while.
Yeah, I was concerned because we're going on a long trip, a long transatlantic cruise that's going to be like a month. And I, of course, I was very concerned. He wants to do this. He's been planning this. he was very ill, you know, a few months back, and I thought he was going to transition then, but he got better. But, you know, everyone has their free will, and he's just living to go on this trip. So I, it was making me nervous because we're leaving the 19th of April. And but now he seems, he's not 100% better. He's slightly better than he was. And but you can imagine, I was very nervous because I'm picking up this stuff, but I had the feeling that, you know, he, with his free will, this is what he wants to do.
He wants to do this. He wants to do this for you, and it's like, I can pretty much say this, like, more than likely, he's going to survive the trip fine. Now, after you guys get home, it's like, you know, after you guys get home, it's like, that's when I would be more concerned. It's like that I'm, you know, just literally what I'm seeing is going to be probably maybe more like June or July. But it's like, no, he is so strong-minded and strong-willed with this. It's like he wants you to have a really good time and remember him well. And it's like, and this is just going to be, you know, he's loving it. He really is. It's like, and it's like, you know, so don't rain on his parade by being worried.
I'm trying not to, because I don't want him to know that I'm worried, you know, but it's hard when you know, when you see things,
when you know. Right.
You know, as I said, I have very good intuition myself, and I thought he was going before, but, you know, again, this is a case of free will, this is what he wanted to do, but I just wondered what you were feeling. Do you, when you work with this, are you, see, I have the Destiny card book and the Love card book. Is
cool.
Is that what you're using by Robert Camp?
By Robert Camp, it sure
I
is.
I love that. Yeah, I love it. I wish
He's
I,
awesome.
I mean, I know it. I know how to use it, but I've studied so many different things in the metaphysical realm, but it's very interesting because I'm also, you know, very interested in astrology and numerology and everything. So, well, thank you. I just wanted to see, you know, what you were.
That's what I'm getting out of it. But it's like really and truly, like you say, with that free will, it's like he really wants to make this a trip of a lifetime. He wants to make this something that you're, you know, take a camera, take lots of pictures, you know, it's like, and he's going to want to see, you know, pictures on the wall. It's like, he wants to do this for you. He just does, and it's like, and it's going to be something very memorable. So it's like, and I go and have a good time. Just go and have a good time. And it's like, and I know where you're at. It's like, it's hard to say, well, don't worry, but it's like, don't worry during the trip. Really don't. It's like, you guys go, you enjoy yourselves. You know, you laugh, you dance, you have a good time. You know, all that good stuff. It's like, but he just wants to share the love with you. And it's like, take it as that, and take lots of photos. Just take lots of photos. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Crystal, did you have
anything? Yeah, I do have something for Sally, actually. Sally, I'm just going to go ahead and give you a brief combined reading of what I pulled for you.
Okay, thank you.
The angels are actually encouraging you to please continue to connect to their guidance and to follow that guidance, okay?
Yeah.
They really know that you are highly intuitive.
I'm sorry. There's some.
Hold on.
You're highly intuitive.
Yes. Okay, that's better. You are highly intuitive. They want you to continue to connect and ask them for help through this transition with your husband because they will give you comfort and guide you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They also want to let you know that after he transitions, that you are a spiritual teacher and you have the ability to counsel others and help them awaken to their spiritual gifts and divine life mission. So after that time and after you are through with your grieving period and whatever, it may be something to look forward to focus on for the, you know, the next stage of your life.
Right. That's what I
think.
So
they really want to let you know that, you know, there is hope beyond what you're dealing with at this moment. So, you know, just to go ahead, like Kelly said, and do the trip and enjoy things. Now, when he does transition,
he's touch. He's very strong on getting that. It's like he's going to be in touch and he's going to be around you because he's going to be worried about you and he's going to be kind of around caretaking you. So it's like that might be a time frame when your abilities really open up because you're going to have a lot of little signs and signals with him because he's very much going to be around.
Right.
Now, I do have a word of caution here regarding, I mean, I actually read into the cards a little further than what they're just saying here. But basically, when he does pass, you may want to go ahead before he does and double-check all your documentation.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling like there possibly might be some type of legal issue or something that's not completely in order. And it's going to cause some confusion and indecision. So they're actually trying to, you know, basically caution you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to look into it further, okay?
Right. Well, my husband has children from another marriage, and his daughter's a lawyer. And so, you know, I already sort of, I don't want to put that negative energy out there, but, you know,
right.
They're not very happy about, you know, the will and all of that. So,
right. Oh, boy. So, I mean, and that is another way also where the angels are trying to encourage you and say, hey, you know, just come to us and turn your concerns over to us and we will help you and guide you. So, but they are letting you know that, you know, hey, you really need to take a look at things too to protect yourself because they're, you know, they're looking out obviously for your best interest as well.
Right.
So,
and I do turn to my guides and angels, and I know, you know, I work with them, so I know they're always there watching over me.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that's what I need you to know right now.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I thank both of you for your time.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and call back in and keep in touch, and you know, let us know, and for sure, let us know how the trip goes. Because it's like I think you'll go and just, you know, if you like to say, if you just go have a good time, have fun. It's like I think you're going to come back refreshed, and he will probably be refreshed for a while too and energized.
Right,
you know?
I think so. He's really looking forward to it. So I'll go and, you know, try to do my best to have a good time.
Yes, absolutely, because that's what he wants. Like I said, get your camera out, get it dusted off.
All right, dear. Thank you very much, both of you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Have a good day. Have a wonderful
day. Thank you.
You betcha. All righty. And, okay, here we go. We're having a little blog moment in the studio here. Let's be patient with that. Okay, there we go. And our next person here has been hanging out and hanging on with us, so it's like we're going to get you at 512. You're on with us.
Hi, this is Nancy calling.
Hi, Nancy. Hi.
I do have a specific question for y'all today.
You bet.
Yeah, and you need my I'm 12-7 and I'm 57.
12-7 and 57, okay. All righty, Nancy.
So my question is, I'm getting ready to self-publish a book, and I need to raise funds for it. So my question kind of is, my ex-husband said he would think about loaning me some money, but is there some other way to raise some money, and when do you see it getting published?
Okay, when you're a jack of... You're a jack of clubs, so it's like you're very much, very much suited for what you're doing here with that king of clubs, and you got that business sense, and that's really good. I think my first question to you might be, have you published it first as an ebook? Because ebooks are a lot simpler to publish. You don't need nearly as much money. And I know of actually what I'm, again, it's like after you talk to us, it's like I'm totally going to encourage you to call in tomorrow with Pamela because Pamela just got done doing this. She has published a couple books, so she's really got, you know, the firsthand experience in this. But I know that if you do it as an ebook first and it's like, and then you let your ebook sell a little bit, it raises the funds to publish it, you know, in a hardcover copy.
Oh, okay.
Like that. You know, but it's like, call back in with this one tomorrow. It's like, and Crystal, I'll definitely, you know, have you do that. But it's like, I'm going to strongly encourage you to do that because Pamela has been through this. She has, like I said, she's published a couple things. You know, she's involved with the publishing field, you know, and writing and magazines, that kind of stuff. And she would be able to give you some really good practical advice on that. So it's like,
okay,
you know, definitely call back tomorrow. So we're, the show is at 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, same number. But Crystal,
okay,
what did you get for us? Crystal? Uh-oh, calling Crystal. Where'd you go? Okay, I'm not hearing her. Crystal, where are you?
I'm here. Sorry, you threw it out.
No.
I wasn't even ready yet.
Like car 54, where are you?
Let me see here real quick. I'm sorry, I'm still playing the cards for us. So it's actually focusing specifically on that. Well, let's see. The cards that I actually pulled for you are kind of split. And part of it is regarding your specific question, and part of it is regarding actually some issues and personal stuff.
Okay.
So, basically, what I did get to you is, have you tried anything like looking into any type of specific programs for financing for women in business?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, that is something, that's what I actually got when I connected to Spirit for you regarding this. Specifically, that may be an avenue that you want to check out. Also, attending some meetup groups and doing networking may help you to find financial backers. So, scope those two things out regarding the financial backing specifically for this, is to check into, you know, programs that enable women to start up businesses, as you know, and that will, you know, that may be the two things that may help to bring this to fruition a little bit faster. And basically the two cards is stating that you will have victory on this, that there, you know, it will come to fruition, keep up the good work, and that it's okay to be powerful, and that you know how to be powerful and in a loving way that will benefit yourself and others. So, but the other two cards that I have to say is the angels are with you now to help heal your emotions. And you are, they're with you to help you release any anger or unforgiveness from your heart and your mind. And you need to try to see things from the other person's point of view. So that's on the emotional aspect that they're actually trying to give you guidance on at this moment to let you know that they are with you and that they're asking you to go ahead and try to work through these issues of any emotional pain that you may be still holding. Try to release it, and the angels are with you to help you release it and to try to look at things from other perspectives.
Okay.
One thing, add there, it's like, yeah, I pulled out my cheat sheet there, too. It's like, just with your Mars influence this year, you've got a two of hearts, but you've also got a nine of diamonds in the Mars. The two of hearts is, you know, indicating it's like, you know, he's made that offer. It's like, you know, this partnership, you know, in the heart. And it's like he's made that offer. He kind of sort of wants to help, but there's that warning. The warning is the nine of diamonds with that Mars. It's like just, you know, I think your intuition, your own intuition is very much on. It's like just be careful with this because there's some indications there that, you know, he might get his foot in the door and have too much control. Okay, so it's like you're absolutely on target, just saying, yeah, if you can find another way to finance it, it would be better in the long run. It's like, you know, he means well, he might mean well, you know, type of stuff. But at the same time, it's like you're gonna hit a speed bump in the road somewhere if you do that. So it's like, but yeah, what Crystal said about, you know, the finance, like, and I hadn't even thought of that. I was like, yeah, the financing, they do have programs out, you know, for small businesses, for women and that kind of stuff. And it's like, but again, call back tomorrow for sure, you know, and see what Pamela has to say. She's got some real good. She'll have good practical advice because, like I say, she's been through this. She's been through this a couple times, so it's like she'll have. Some places and spaces and resources and references to go for you. So awesome.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, ladies. You've been a great help to me. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Bye. All right here. Let's see if we can get blog to work for us one more time. There we go. Okay. And we got a few moments left here. It's like area code 615. You're going to get on with us live. And thank you for hanging on today. Who have we got?
Hello. I'm Brianna.
Brianna, okay. And
my birthday is 22288.
Okay, was that 222?
Mm-hmm.
22288. Oh, cool. You got double numbers there. It's like I'm going, first thing that hit was like 22. That's one of the master numbers. Cool.
Yeah, my
what? Wow. And we are, I love how this works. Okay. You're a three of diamonds. Also, it's like, you know, when we get that three of diamond energy going on, it's like, here we go. All right. So you're a three of diamonds, and you've also got... with that tree, you got the nine of spades. So it's like your life path and times and transitions. It's like, you know, you've got a lot. You came in with a lot of creativity. You know, the threes of diamonds have a lot of creativity, and with that nine of spades, where it's at, that is, you know, it's kind of like what they say is life is going to feel like high school graduation every year. It's like you came here really to like. Kind of tie up, I'll say, tie up loose ends. With that planetary rule there, it also makes you really kind-hearted. You're a very giving person. You really understand the suffering, you know, that people go through in this life. And for that reason, other people may come to talk to you about their problems and be consoled. So you might actually want to consider, if you're going to go to school, that kind of stuff, get that shingle so you can be, you know, get paid for counseling.
I always wondered about that. There's been, like, people come up to me in random bus stops and just,
and
I'm like, I don't know why you're telling me this.
Essentially, you're a giver, and it just seems that whenever you do things, you know, with the good-heartedness, it's like good things come back. But the flip side of that is if you do things with a different motivation, you'll have the problem instead of the blessing, okay? And you may have experienced some personal losses in your life. You know, your own health sometimes might be concerned from time to time. In this lifetime, you're really learning to, this is going to sound really funny, it's like you're learning to disassociate yourself from your personal concerns, and you're learning to adopt a more universal view of life, okay? Because that's kind of what the nines are, too. It's like, you know, it's like really that universal love, universal, you know, global outlook. You're going to have some profound spiritual awakenings that are going to open up new doors of understanding and experience. It's like that's, again, that part of that lifetime path and place there. And what was your – I know you said you had a specific question. Sorry about that. So like I kind of got tracked off in that.
Told that I was a healer.
Cool.
But I don't know exactly what I need to do to sort of get into that. I'm really heavy into metaphysics. I just don't know. Like they say when it's a right time for your teacher to show up, they will. So I don't know. I'm like, is it not the right time?
Ready, the teacher will come. That doesn't prevent you from, as a student, going out and saying, you know, I mean, this is ironic because, okay, I'm a Reiki master, and I know that Crystal she's a Reiki 2 practitioner. In fact, Jethro has been getting his Reiki training. It's like we're all doing that. It's like, so that's pretty amazing. But I do know, too, that the gal, let's see, shoot. If you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, look for Janine Reagan Sinclair, because she has an amazing program called the Crystal Key Healing. And it's like, you know, kind of check out what she offers in that sense. So it's like, you know, so Reiki is definitely a good modality, and what she offers is very, very cool. We got about 90 seconds here, and it's like, call back tomorrow. 60 seconds. Thank you. So we can we can finish this up tomorrow a little bit. And it's like, yeah, and have Pamela, you know, take a crack at this. And Crystal, what you got for?
Well, I'm almost, let's see. Basically, that yoga and exercise are essential to her well-being, peace of mind, body, and spirit right now, and to grow spiritually. Smoother road ahead, and you deserve the best. Reach for the stars. Don't compromise.
Cool. Well, thank you.
I figured that was a real condensed version, considering we only got a few seconds left.
The Reader's Digest condensed book. But, dude, call back in tomorrow. We're on at 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. Same number, 773-897-6461. And visit with us a little bit more and see what Pamela's. See which direction Pamela, you know, encourages in. Because, you know, there's a lot of very good, you know, different healing modalities and different things to learn. And it's like when you've got that natural ability, it's like, you know, you come by it naturally is what we'll say, and it's like, and it also doesn't hurt to have a little bit of training, so you go, oh, I never knew that, and it's like, and you actually, it's like giving you tools in the toolbox. So it's like, you know, it gives you some specific things to use to really help people. So, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in today, and like I say, you know, apologize about the short there. It's like you got in on the last 4 minutes, like, dang.
No, you're fine.
But call back in, and we'll finish you up tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh. You betcha, and have a good one.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I think it officially kicked us off there. It's like, you know, people are still in queue. It's like we apologize there. We got one person hanging on in queue, and it's like, please do call back tomorrow at 773-897-6461, and we'll make sure, you know, call in a little bit earlier. We'll make sure we'll get you in with Pamela tomorrow and get your questions answered tomorrow. So, again, Crystal, tell us how people can get a hold of you. What's the time and space and place that they can contact you?
I can be reached at crystallafay396@gmail.com or through the Psychics Gone Wild website, www.psychicsgonewild.com.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Well, thank you for being on the date and again with us and having some fun with us. And we will see you tomorrow. Well, you can call in.
Thank you, everyone. Bye now.
Exactly.